Hello and welcome to this random scene from James the Fourth by Robert Greene, recorded live at our Revel season on Thursday, the 14th of December, 2023. Enter a lawyer, a merchant, and a divine, to ask questions of current affairs of the world of the play, and presumably of around 1590, when Greene was writing it. With Rule Fox as the lawyer, Emma Kemp as the merchant, and Sojourner Hazelwood Connell as the divine. A scene from James the Fourth by Robert Greene. Enjoy.
My friends, what think you of this present state? We've ever seen such changes in a time.
What sees mass lawyer in this state amiss?
A resting power that makes a nose of wax, of grounded law, a damned and subtle drift in all estates declined by others' loss. An eager thirst of wealth, forgetting truth. Might I ascend unto the highest states and by descent discover every crime? My friends, I should lament. And you would grieve to see the hapless ruin of this realm.
Oh, lawyer, thou hast curious eyes to pry into the secret maims of their estate. But if thy veil of error were unmasked, thyself should see your sect do maim her most. Are you not those that should maintain the peace, yet only are the patrons of our strife? If your profession have his ground in spring, first from the laws of God, then country's right, now any ways inverting nature's power, why thrive you by contentions? Why deceive you clauses and subtle reasons to accept of state was first? Before you grew so great, a lantern to the world for unity. Now they that are befriended and are rich oppress the poor. Come home without coin, he is not heard. What shall we term their drift? To say the poor man's cause is good and just, and yet the rich man gains the best in law. It is your guise the more the world laments. To coin provisions to beguile your laws, to make a gay pretext of due proceedings when you delay your common pleas for years. Mark what these dealings lately here have wrought. The crafty men have purchased great men's lands. They prowl, they pinch, their tenants are undone. If these complain, by you they are undone. You fleece them of their coin, their children beg, and many want because you may be rich. This scar is mighty, Master Lawyer. Now war hath gotten head within this land. Mark but the guise. The poor man that is wronged is ready to rebel. He spoils, he pills. We need no foes to forage that we have. The law say they in peace consumed us, and now in war will consume the law. Look to this mischief, lawyers. Concise knows. You live amiss, amend it, lest you end.
Good Lord, that these divines should see so far in others' faults, without amending theirs. Sir, the general defaults in state, if you would read before you did correct, are by a hidden working from above, by their successive changes still removed. Were not the law by contraries maintained, how could the truth from falsehood be discerned? Did we not taste the bitterness of war? How could we know the sweet effects of peace? Did we not feel the nipping winter frost? How should we know the sweetness of the spring? Should all things still remain in one estate, should not in greatest art some scars be found? Were all upright, not changed, what world were this? A chaos made of quiet, yet no world, because the parts thereof did still accord. This matter craves a variance, not a speech. But, sir, divine, to you, look on your maims, divisions, sects, your simonies and bribes, your cloaking with the great for fear to fall, you shall perceive you are the cause of all. Did each man know there was a storm at hand, who would not clothe him well to shun the wet? Did prince and peer, the lawyer and the least, know what were sin without a partial gloss? We'd need no long discovery then of crimes, for each would mend, advised by holy men. Thus I but slightly shadow out your sins. But if they were depainted out of life, alas, we both had wounds enough to heal.
None of you both, I see, but are in fault. Thus, simple men, as I, do swallow flies. This grave divine can tell us what to do, but we may say, physician, mend thyself. This lawyer hath a pregnant wit to talk, but all are words. I see no deeds of worth.
Good merchant, lay your fingers on your mouth. Be not a blab, for fear you'll bite yourself. What should I term your state, but even the way to every ruin in this commonweal? You bring us in the means of all excess. You rate it and retail it as you please. You swear, forswear, and all to compass wealth. Your money is your god, your hoard, your heaven. You are the groundwork of contention. First, heedless youth by you is overreached. We are corrupted by your many crowns. The gentlemen whose titles you have bought lose all their father's toil within a day, whilst Hob, your son, and Sib, your child, are gentle folks, and gentles are beguiled. This makes so many noble minds to stray and take sinister courses in the state.
And scene. If you'd like to delve more into the play, at time of recording we have exploring session read-throughs, and maybe more in the future. We have also exploring sessions on all of the plays of Robert Greene. Links in the show description. If you'd like to hear more from this play, become a patron and lobby for a production. We follow our patrons' lead, and you can vote once a year for more work on any play. But we are infinitely bribeable. Support our work at patreon.com/beyondshakespeare, or you can throw us a one-off bonus at ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. Goodbye.